with howling winds, lightning, and flash flooding, powerful storms can change a landscape in a matter of minutes. Read on to learn about some of the most dangerous storms and how to avoid them. Thunderstorms. Broken trees, downed power lines, flash flooding, and deadly tornadoes. Thunderstorms can mean serious trouble, but they all start with just a little lift. When air temperatures near the ground are much warmer than temperatures higher up, the air is unstable. Warm air is less dense than cold air, so a small nudge, called lift, will cause the warm air to rise, carrying moisture with it. That moisture reaches colder temperatures in the atmosphere and freezes, forming a cloud of ice crystals. Eventually, the moisture falls as rain, sleet, or hail, bringing cold air down with it. It might sound simple, but that fast-moving cold air can create winds up to 100 miles per hour, and those ice crystals and changing temperatures can lead to deadly lightning. In the United States, lightning kills about 50 people every year. Most of those people are caught out in the open, in fields, or on the water when lightning strikes. At the first sign of a thunderstorm, the only safe thing to do is head indoors. Thunderstorms form most often during the summer months. That's when warm, moist air near the ground makes a big storm likely. Occasionally, the conditions necessary for thunder and lightning occur during the winter. Lightning storms during those months are known as thundersnow. What is lightning? If you've ever gotten a shock from a carpet, you've created lightning. Scuffing picks up extra electrons from the carpet and builds up a negative charge. Those electrons jump from your finger to a positively charged piece of metal in a bolt of electricity. In a lightning storm, the bolt is much, much bigger. But the story is the same. The thunderstorm clouds carry a big negative charge, and the ground has a positive charge. The air between them serves as insulation until the charge becomes too great. Then the electrons jump from one to the other in a supercharged lightning bolt. Lightning can reach 54,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That's almost 5 times as hot as the sun. A bolt from the blue. Lightning is hot. Really, really hot. As it travels to the ground, it heats the air molecules around it. The superheated molecules explode outward, creating sound waves that we hear as thunder. If you can hear thunder, you are in striking distance, even if the sky above you is blue. Cloud-to-ground, CG lightning, is a channel of electrical current that leaps from a cloud to an object on the ground. Intra-cloud lightning jumps from one part of the cloud to another, creating a bright flash. Cloud flashes send channels of electric current out into the air around a cloud, but do not connect to the ground. Spider lightning spreads out along the bottom of a cloud. Usually, the electricity in clouds is released as lightning, but sometimes it produces spectacular effects called transient luminous events, TLEs, above the storm. One kind of TLE, called red sprites, looks like trailing blobs hovering up to 60 miles above the storm. TLEs are rarely seen from the ground, but have been observed by airplane and space shuttle pilots.